listening to Making Life Brighter on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, where we provide you with the latest information in natural healing, consciousness training, and all cutting-edge healing modalities, featuring experts in their field, including authors, musicians, and artists. Making Life Brighter is your forum for healing, inspiring, and uplifting entertainment. Here is your host, Winifred Adams.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us today on this beautiful sunny Thursday in SoCal. And we have special guests for you today. We have John DiBartolo, who's with us today, and he's coming up in just a little bit. He's going to tell us about all that he's doing in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, and he's on a campaign against corruption, and he's also running for mayor, and you're going to find out why. Also, we have returning guest Joel Liberti, who has the voice of an angel, and we got the chance to listen to him the other week, and he's back to sing more for us today, so stay tuned for that, because Joel Liberti is amazing, and this man is going to go on to be the next greatest superstar of tenors. He's amazing, and I won't limit him because he can probably do everything, and he gave me spine tingling chills when I saw him at a pre-Grammy party this year earlier. He's amazing. So I want to share all that with you, and I want to revisit Cousin Kate. If you guys missed the show on with including Cousin Kate, then you have to go back and check that out. Did you check out the movie What the Health? And if you didn't, you want to catch that interview with Kip Anderson that we had. And upcoming next week, we have a very special show for you about our Earth and about growing food and how we can change our planet. So stay tuned for that next week. We have a very, very special show coming up about healing our Earth plane. And I am looking forward to sharing that with you. We have so many great experts in their field and people that are making a positive change. And that's what Making Life Brighter Radio is all about. We're here to include people that are doing something that makes our lives brighter, as well as those that are passionate about what they do in their field of expertise. And so I want to, without delay, introduce you to a man that's making great waves over in Pennsylvania. Welcome back, John DiBartolo. Thanks for coming today.
Thanks, Winifred. Thanks for having me.
This is great that you've come and shared this with us today. Tell us what's going on over there. First of all, you're running for mayor, and that's just come up recently, right?
I'm the primary is May 16th. And for those of your listeners who are wondering, I'm an openly gay Democrat running under Donald Trump's slogan. My slogan is Make Johnstown Great Again. My platform is simple. I want to end the corruption in my town. For those who don't know, Johnstown is known as the flood city in Pennsylvania. We had the 1889 flood here, and our town is drowning in the corruption. When I was on your show last, I had spoken to you about bringing in the Auditor General from Pennsylvania, who exposed the nepotism because of all my complaints. Just last month, I was able to expose to the State Ethics Commission a full investigation of the corruption of my school board. And all of this is going on as you and I are speaking right now.
So what's happening with that? First of all, we'll come back to the mayoral race. What's happening in the school board, and why did you take that on? Let's just refresh our listeners so that they know what they can catch up to this whole story.
3 years ago, my running mate, whose name is Joe Taranto, he's running for Johnstown City Council, they hired a man who was harassing his family at the local school district, the Greater Johnstown School District. And they wouldn't be honest with us about if he worked there, what they were paying him. So we started delving into the records of how the school hires people, and we slowly started discovering that almost everyone of influence and power was related to school board members, and there was this massive nepotism ring. That's being sorted out right now with the State Ethics Commission. And from what I hear, and I'm sure the school board's listening, people are cutting immunity deals. There's all sorts of stuff that's going to basically hit the fan soon. I started with that and then springballed. And for those people who know what right-to-know requests are, I've been filing right-to-know requests. I found out that one of the school board family members' heads had several paychecks. One is with my county, Cambria County. So I had to sue the county after I won a right-to-know request because they wouldn't tell me how much they're paying this man. I'm waiting to go to court on that. All of this is just kind of springballed, Winifred, from one thing to the other.
Now, it's illegal for them to withhold that information, isn't it? I mean, it is your right to know.
By our Office of Open Records to surrender it, and they're appealing the decision. They actually forced me to sue them because they would not give it to me. And we're waiting for the trial on that.
When you get that information, what then?
From what I've been able to already find in records, this man who was in his mid-70s, who is one of the school board members' father, has four paychecks. He has four jobs. My question is, are they full-time jobs? How much is he being paid? And why the cover-up? Because it seems kind of absurd anybody would have four paychecks.
That's interesting. And how long has that been going on that you know of?
At least for the last 7 years. That's the records I asked for. While this has been going on, I decided to announce I was running for mayor of Johnstown, and they rose up against me. I asked for non-discrimination. For those of you people who are listening, I live in an area that has no protections for GLBT people. I'm openly gay. Because I had the nerve to ask for protections, protesters, bigots, stormed our city council. They claimed I was a pedophile through literature. They called us sexual predators. It made the evening news. And it's an ongoing fight because our city council is so afraid to vote on these bills. That was just one thing they threw at me. And this has been continuing because they do not want to address any of these issues. I still have two freedom of speech lawsuits open with the school district, waiting for a court date, with the state ethics probe, with the auditor general returning. And then in the midst of this, just yesterday, I got a decision from the state ordering the district attorney to release the drug forfeiture account. For those of you who don't know what that is, it's called the black money. Our government takes in asset money. Sometimes it could be in the millions of dollars. It all depends on your area and how much drugs they take in. I had to successfully appeal my county for the DUI account, which was about $2 million, give or take. They get this every year, and they're, in my opinion, they're not spending it properly. So for those of you who are listening to all this, this is a lot to digest in a few minutes. It's just so many investigations, and that's why I'm running on an anti-corruption campaign.
And so your goal as mayor would be to end the corruption and
stop the families that are doing this, that are controlling our town. It's actually one family. I've openly named them. They're the Accurios. They control the government. And in my opinion, they're blackmailing the community through jobs and the tax base. Our tax base should not be a personal piggy bank for any one family.
And from there, if you have opposition, let's say you become mayor, but you have opposition within, how will you manage that?
Openly and honestly, and I'm going to expose the corruption. It has to be truthful. I'm the only candidate running who's not controlled by this family. The current mayor cuts deals with them. The man running against me, who's a councilman right now, because he's part of their faction, that's why I think I'm so dangerous. I'll openly expose these people, bring in the state. My running mate and I are not afraid of this, and we discussed this openly. Just last week, they had a debate. I didn't go to it. I pulled the signature of Donald Trump. The media is biased, and the media was. The article in the newspaper was so slanted. There's a debate next week. You know the school board, Winifred, hosting a mayor debate? Why is the school board hosting a mayor debate? I refuse to go. These people have never had a debate for decades, but because I'm running for mayor, there's now a mayor's debate. Isn't that amazing to you?
How does the school board get involved in that?
Illegally. They were supposed to pass a motion. They never did. They just announced it. They invited all the candidates. The current mayor is the only one going, to my knowledge. I refuse. It's a setup. Even some of the school board members told me it was a setup. And for your listeners who are laughing at all of this, because you should find some humor, I find humor in all of it. To keep myself from getting sued, I started writing a daily poetic verse column. It's in Bad Poetic Verse. You could find it in the Gay Life newsletter. Our DA out here kind of looks like Caitlyn Jenner. Caitlyn, if you're listening, I love you. I call her DA Caitlyn, and I've used humor and poetic verse to expose the corruption in my community.
Now, some people would say you're taunting them a little bit, and others would say you're playing hardball because you need to. First of all, tell us what it is you do for a living.
I'm a counselor working with juvenile delinquents. I also have a talk show on PCTV 21 in Pittsburgh. I've also been a gay rights activist for 18 years.
So you have the newsletter, and you have a regular job.
Yeah.
And And you're taking on all of this yourself, by yourself, and running for mayor.
I'm just the normal, average, working-class person. I don't make a lot of money. I've only spent $47 on my campaign to date. That was to get my petition notarized, and I have a banner on my front porch. I have no yard signs, no buttons, no TV ads, no newspaper ads. It's just me. My running mate and I are running a grassroots effort. We're using social media. We're going door-to-door talking to people. But I find the humor of my daily column to be the biggest asset, because I make fun of everyone in politics.
And where can people find your column?
It's the gaylifenewsletter.com. It's the Agony Ant column. Instead of using their real names, like, for example, the school board president, Tricky Dick, his first name is Richard. So I have a picture of Nixon with his hands up. I am not a crook. Everyone knows who I'm talking about. Caitlyn Jenner for our DA because she looks like her. Those are just examples. And I know these people read it because when they see me, some will make jokes, some will be mortified. But it's what has to be. It's the only way to get the word out. Sometimes people could laugh at something, see the truth, and it's easier to digest what's really going on.
How do people in Johnstown handle this so-called corruption in the school board and all? I mean, what are people doing about that?
They're scared. We've had 9 protests in the past 2 years. We've had hundreds of people show up to all these events. The Bill 5 protest that I helped host has turned around the bigotry towards the gay community. We have a lot of support. But until someone like me and my running mate Joe or other people take over some of these seats, these people are scared. Do you know what a political shield is, Winifred? The school board has people, and so do other government leaders. They never open their mouths and get their hands dirty. They give these little frivolous jobs to people who trash other people and troll them online. People are scared, and they shirk away in fear. I haven't done that. For 3 years, I have been relentless, and I am determined. I will continue to file these lawsuits. I want to see if the district attorney in my county surrenders that drug forfeiture information, or if she has to appeal it and takes me to court. She has 29 more days.
And so if she does, well, let's say that you understand exactly what it's about and how much is in there and all that. Then what?
Then we demand accountability. The DUI account with my county, I had to file an appeal, has about $2 million a year. You heard that right, $2 million. They're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on food, flowers, yoga. How is that benefiting the people? My argument is use the assets from this account, hire more police officers. Tackle on the drug problem. Use this money for what it's intended for, not lining your pockets. If I'm wrong, I'll apologize, but that's my argument. Spend it appropriately.
Interesting. Well, on that note, we're going to be right back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and we have special guest John DiBartola today, and he is turning Johnstown on its head. So we'll be right back with more right here on Making Life Brighter Radio. Stay tuned.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you seen Winifred's healing jewelry? See what collectors and celebrities have been adoring for decades. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning, based on the energetic healing property of natural semi-precious gemstones. Whether you prefer a custom design or wish to choose something special from her handcrafted line of jewelry, all of Winifred's designs are tuned in a crystal quartz tuning bowl to the word love. Blessed stones by masters and even John of God, these healing pieces have been coveted by happy customers for years. With a fine eye for energy and aesthetic, Winifred brings to life the beauty within each stone and its unique healing properties. Enjoy more energy with Brazilian citrine. Protect yourself from EMFs and rebalance with tourmalines. Break unwanted patterns with beautiful appetite. Choose from a wide variety of gemstones and their healing properties. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning. Follow on Facebook at Designs by Winifred or email at info@designsbywinifred.com. You voted show host Winifred Adams Writer of the Year for her Making Life Brighter consciousness columns, Entertainer of the Year 2 years running for her Making Life Brighter radio show, and Humanitarian of the Year for the third year running for her healing work and work at John of God. Medical intuitive and host of the Voice America Making Life Brighter radio show, Winifred Adams is your resource for wellness and consciousness training. A master healer for 20 years with a worldwide and celebrity clientele, Winifred uses her unique gifts to help those in need with physical, spiritual, and emotional ailments or trauma. Individuals and families may book private sessions in person or via Skype worldwide. Go to MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information. Enjoy Winifred's monthly articles with upwards of 30,000 fans. To buy music and subscribe to her Voice America radio show, visit iTunes worldwide. Follow along on Facebook at Making Life Brighter for her latest humanitarian effort to help move elephants in South America to a free roam sanctuary.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at MakingLifeBrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. That's radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and a special shout out to all those people around the world that tune in and listen every single week. All the different countries, hello out there. Thank you for listening, and we are waving to you from sunny California, hoping that you are also making somebody else's life brighter each and every day. And we have special guest Johnny DiBartola here today, and he's going to run for mayor. He is running for mayor currently in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, and he's on a quest to end the corruption. And we've been talking to him about his 3 years battling the school board for transparency, as well as now his mayoral race. But first, you know, it's kind of ironic, Johnny, because you, in some ways, have a big mouth. And you have a big mouth with your newsletter, and you have a big mouth in TV, and you have a big mouth on all media, but you were mute. Tell us about that.
When I was 18 years old, they found 6 tumors in my throat, and they severed my vocal cords. As if those of you who are listening to me now, my voice kind of cuts in and cuts out. I was a mute for 7 years. I went through 14 procedures. You know, looking back on it now, I'm doing things today I never thought were possible. And for those people out there who need inspiration, I never thought I would say this, but if I didn't go through a living hell for a decade, my hair fell out. I lost 100 pounds. I was destitute. I had no money, and I lost hope. I don't think I would have had the strength or the fortitude to do what I'm doing now because I am unrelenting. And I learned that from almost dying. You got to stand for something and you got to fight. I've been that way my whole life.
Well, you stand for truth, that's for sure. And you also stand for other people. And the school board issue is only one. You've taken on personal activism for other people on their behalf as well recently.
Yes, I've stood up for individuals seeking justice with the school board. I've taken on my county, my city, which I'm running for as mayor, my county commissioners, and my district attorney. It sounds fantastic. If you're listening to this, you can Google me. My last name is DiBartola. You can find me in Johnstown, PA. And I'm doing this all simultaneously. You know, before this all started, Winifred, my life revolved around my grandmother. You know, my mother died when I was 13, and I always had my grandmother, and she died 2 years ago. I miss her every day. She was my life. I'm a full-blooded Italian, and we take care of our own. I refused to put her in a nursing home, and I took care of her. And that's how I got this, you know, this is the next stage of my life.
Amen to that. We need more of that, don't we, in our world?
Yeah.
We need more love. And it sounds like Johnstown is not feeling the love for a lot of things. How is it with the gay rights activism and just the gay community in general there?
Well, to give you a scary statistic, only one gay couple has put a wedding announcement in our local newspaper. I believe we've had over 700 gay unions since the law became public.
Why is that?
Most people are so scared because they're afraid of getting trashed. They're afraid of bigotry. I don't know what's going to happen next month with the election. I'd like to believe I'm going to win. Voter turnout is traditionally very low in an off-presidential year. I think we need positive role models. I'm not bought off. If I get elected, you could expect more of what I'm doing now. I'm going to be open, honest, and loud. I want changes.
You're using your voice.
No longer going to help us. You know, my town is in the verge of trying to revitalize itself. We were a steel town that had 60,000 people 30 years ago, and now we're down to 20,000. We need changes.
What's the primary industry in Johnstown, Pennsylvania?
It used to be the steel mills, and they shut down in the 70s and 80s, and we lost our major business. That's why we only have 20,000 people left. So these government jobs at the school, the county, the city, they're so highly coveted because it's all that's left.
Mm-hmm. And so people are staying in Johnstown primarily for what reason? What's the draw to Johnstown?
Our young people move away. Our class sizes keep getting smaller. Our property values are a joke. The town needs to make a lot of changes. Our leaders, for example, our school board president is going to be 81 years old. He's been for 20 years. We need fresh blood. I'm 39. I'm running against the incumbent mayor who's in his late 60s and another 40-year cancer named Jack Williams, who's, I believe, 76 or 77. He's been in for four decades on and off.
So is this kind of a good old boys club still?
Yes, the whole town's that way. We have a local bar that one of our school block heads owns. And if you want anything done in my county, you have to either get his approval or you go play poker and gamble. You cut deals. I don't do that. I don't approve of it. Things need to change.
So what would you change? What would be five changes you would make when you're mayor?
First change I would make is I would call for more investigations into the corruption. I would not cut any deals. These people have had too much of a free reign with the Good Old Boys Network. I would hire people who are not family members. It seems like the entire area, you have to be connected to get a job. If we actually had lifeblood coming in, utilizing our tax base better, I would try to bring in outside businesses to actually create jobs, because until we actually get people to come back, flood's over, move on back. How do we uplift the town?
Mm-hmm.
Plus, the police force needs revamped. We had a police scandal back in November I was highly critical of, where one of our officers broke into the safe. Allegedly, they're still waiting for the crime, you know, and was doing drugs. Our police chief was forced to resign over it. There's a whole issue with how our police force is being accountable. That made the national news as well. We get lots of news stories out of Johnstown, but we don't get any change. Everyone tries to cover it up and say, everything's fine. Talk positive.
This is a really big mountain to climb in some ways. How do you find the strength to climb this mountain?
You know what? I just don't stop. I go to the commissioner's meeting, the school board meeting, city council meetings. I'm taking on the DA. I know there's a possibility at some point something bad could happen to me. I deal with that fear every day. I am not going to stop.
So you're basically willing, you're in... insinuating that your life is on the line to some degree. The people would go that far.
Back in the 90s, there used to be a lot of two-shot-in-the-head suicides in my county. That was the big joke. If this would have been 10 years ago, I probably would have been killed off, in my opinion.
Are you that much of a threat to them?
Oh, my God. No one has ever gone this far. I brought in the State Ethics Commission for an investigation. I put a media, I've become a media figure to a point that I'm always on the news. Whether people agree with me or just think I'm nuts, someone's out there saying no more. I mean, I've openly blasted the media for being biased, because I believe they are, because our newspapers and our TV have a great responsibility to cover the news that matters. You can't pick and choose your news stories. If our media demanded more accountability of our government leaders, I do not believe the corruption would be so bad here in Johnstown.
And what about your state senators and your congressmen? Do they understand what's going on in Johnstown? Are they aware of these lawsuits and the things that are being called out?
They're aware, but they're all bought off by the different factions. For example, our state representative, his chief of staff, is one of the school board members' family. The interconnections between all these government agencies and our court system is just as badly flawed. It used to be our former president judge was a member of the school block. Now we have a new president judge. Things are slightly changing, but we can't have all these interconnections. We have leaders who are so scared to rock the boat, all they want to do is collect a paycheck. They're not fighting for the people they vowed to protect.
Wow. And what other issues do you have in Johnstown that could be addressed better with these monies were they to be redistributed? What kind of things would they be applied to?
And the drugs, but we have a massive blight issue. Because we've lost so many tens of thousands of people in our community, we have, I believe, 2,000 empty structures, homes. They're falling apart. They're an eyesore. It's blight. I mean, our town needs massive change to stop the blight, stop the crime, stop the drugs. Plus, the area has a negative feel to it. People are constantly trashing, so instead of working together, they just trash.
Yeah, it's I'm sorry for laughing, but it sounds very backwards in a way. Like, where's modernism there? And here, everything is so, you know, with you anyway, in the public eye. It's right out there, front and center. It seems like Johnstown is living in the past.
Johnstown just made a national news story for being one of the three fastest shrinking cities in America. I believe I'm quoting that correctly. And it's not just the loss of jobs, it's the people's mentality. Some of the people who are running for city council against me and my running mate, and where you are in California, we have one guy who's 350 pounds, maybe 5'2" or 5'3", loud, dirty, obnoxious, and I'm afraid he may win the election because all he does is trash people and yell at them.
Wow. Well,
and he's backed by the school. We looked up his tax records. He never paid his property taxes. And then all of a sudden, 3 to 4 days before the petition started signing, he suddenly had thousands of dollars to pay his back taxes off. Where'd he get the money?
Interesting.
Where'd he get the money to put up his yard signs and his buttons, commercials, and all that other stuff? We don't know. Because it's all part of the good old boys game. You claim you're not part of it, but in actuality, they may be.
Well, you are on the road to exposing all this, whatever may come out of it, and you're in the mayoral race. Again, how do people find you? Where do they look for you?
They can look for me on Facebook, John D. Bartola. They can Google me. And for my detractors who may be listening today, whether I win or lose this election, I am not going away. The lawsuits still have to be dealt with. I will continue going to meetings. I am not going to stop until there's change, right or wrong. We need a difference. We have to make it together.
Sounds like you all need an intelligent conversation in Johnstown, not just a fight, so to speak. You need an actual cooperative, you know, work together type scenario, and that doesn't sound like it's happening there.
We need people to vote. 4 years ago in the last mayor's race, only 1,522 people voted out of 20-some thousand. It's a winner-take-all in the primary because we're all Democrats. There's only one Republican out of, like, I don't know, 15 candidates for different offices. So if you win the primary, you're in.
Wow.
If people actually demanded accountability and voted, you know.
Yeah. On that note, we're going to be right back, and we have special return guest Joel Liberti, who is going to blow you away with his fantastic, fantastic voice. And then we're going to speak to Johnny one more time. So we'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You voted show host Winifred Adams Writer of the Year for her Making Life Brighter consciousness columns, Entertainer of the Year 2 years running for her Making Life Brighter radio show, and Humanitarian of the Year for the third year running for her healing work and work at John of God. Medical intuitive and host of the Voice America Making Life Brighter radio show, Winifred Adams is your resource for wellness and consciousness training. A master healer for 20 years with a worldwide and celebrity clientele, Winifred uses her unique gifts to help those in need with physical, spiritual, and emotional ailments or trauma. Individuals and families may book private sessions in person or via Skype worldwide. Go to MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information. Enjoy Winifred's monthly articles with upwards of 30,000 fans. To buy music and subscribe to her Voice America radio show, visit iTunes worldwide. Follow along on Facebook at Making Life Brighter for her latest humanitarian effort to help move elephants in South America to a free roam sanctuary. Have you seen Winifred's healing jewelry? See what collectors and celebrities have been adoring for decades. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning, based on the energetic healing property of natural semi-precious gemstones. Whether you prefer a custom design or wish to choose something special from her handcrafted line of jewelry, all of Winifred's designs are tuned in a crystal quartz tuning bowl to the word love. Blessed stones by masters and even John of God, these healing pieces have been coveted by happy customers for years. With a fine eye for energy and aesthetic, Winifred brings to life the beauty within each stone and its unique healing properties. Enjoy more energy with Brazilian citrine. Protect yourself from EMFs and rebalance with tourmalines. Break unwanted patterns with beautiful appetite. Choose from a wide variety of gemstones and their healing properties. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning. Follow on Facebook at Designs by Winifred or email at info@designsbywinifred.com.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at MakingLifeBrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio. And if you have questions or comments, you can email me directly at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. I'm your host, Winifred Adams, and we have special return guest Joel Liberti with us today. And he is our fabulous Windsor, Canada superstar to be. And he has a beautiful voice that I happened upon at a Grammy pre-party. And wow, I was blown away. Now, we've had Joel on before, and he was on the show What the Health, and you can check that show out in the archives. You can go to voiceamerica.com and check it out there. You can subscribe on iTunes, or you can go to makinglifebrighter.com and go to the radio page and check it out on the player. But we have Joel back right here with us today, and he's not only going to share more of his fabulous story, but he's going to sing for us. Welcome back, Joel.
Thank you so much, Winifred, for having me back.
I'm so excited about your future and your career. I'm tickled. I can't wait. I'm your biggest cheerleader down in Malibu, California, and you have no idea.
Well, you have no idea how much that means to me, so it's greatly appreciated. I feel the love coming all the way from there.
Right on. Well, dear sir, you have such a beautiful voice. Let's hear it. Why don't we start with something that you can share with us that will uplift our world and make our worlds brighter?
All right. I decided I was going to sing one of my favorite songs. It's You Raise Me Up by Josh Groban. It's one of the first songs I ever started singing, so, and it's very uplifting.
I love it.
When I am down and oh, my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burdened be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. You raise me up
army sees. Oh, I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. You raise me up to more than I can be.
Oh my God, Joel. Oh my God. That is so beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Ooh, if you don't have chills just from that, I tell you what, you are dead inside. That is so pure. Your voice is so beautiful and pure. You're like, you're a fantastic instrument of light. I swear, you're gonna go far. So what's it feel like to you when you're singing something like that? How does it feel inside?
Yeah, something motivational songs are kind of inspirational for me and just like anybody. And when I sing those songs, I find that it brings me to a higher level. It makes me connect with what's inside. And just in general, it almost unifies humanity in a sense, because everyone at one point has felt these feelings of togetherness or separation or finding a positive outlook or the silver lining in things. So when songs like that occur and I find them in my repertoire, it's hard not to either one get emotional, or it's hard not to just let it fly out, like just let it belt out. which sometimes can be a good thing or a bad thing, but it's one of those things that it's invigorating and motivational, I guess is the best way to describe it.
How does your mom describe you, and what does she think about all your singing?
My mom, it's funny, she's obviously like any mom. I shouldn't say that, because some people are not fortunate with music industry and having support because they think that it's not going to occur. My mom's been not that person. She's been 100% supportive, and my dad. When my mom hears me sing, she starts to cry immediately. That's just, I'm her baby boy. I'm the youngest in my family. So for her, it's like watching me grow and develop has been such a huge strive. And seeing me come as far as I have, from singing from just, you know, grade school shows to high school to like going to Finland and singing and then coming to the pre-Grammy party, it's emotional for her in a good way. She's just very proud, very proud.
So what is it that you want to accomplish with music? What's your dream with it? What's your goal?
Well, you know, it's funny. It's one of those things that when people ask you that question, I mean, it's the love of doing it. And a goal, I guess, like for me, would be to be able to communicate that music, that, you know, writing songs that people can relate to and lift people up in those times of need and bring people together. I think that's the wonderful thing about music. It brings people together. And sometimes with everything that's going on in this world, when we don't have that, it kind of separates us and it kind of divides us. So I want music for me as a goal to bring people together and showcase that we're not very different from each other. We're actually quite similar.
I love that. I love that thought. Now, in terms of just shameless promotion, what is your real heart and soul? Like, what do you want to do with your music? You want to bring people together, you want to uplift the world, but personally, where would you like to see yourself in a year, 5 years? What are you doing with it? Where are you?
There's so many things. I mean, I think for me, as where I see myself going, I would love to be performing on stages and singing for people my music. That would be a great option and a great like goal to strive for. I also love, in the sense of teaching and helping, you know, being from a smaller community in comparison to Los Angeles is huge. Windsor only has like a 200,000 people population. So there's not very many of us, and there's a lot of talented people. So when you see these younger generations coming through, I want to inspire, because I think a lot of what goes on is people get turned away from this industry because it's hard. You have to have a thick skin to survive. And I think, though, a lot of people lose that motivation, that push, and that drive, because they're afraid to fail. And I think that failure is one of the things that when you fall to the bottom, there you can only go one way. So I think that's another goal for me, is like inspiring others to not give up on their dreams and to focus on the things that they do want, if it is music or whatever it may be. So
who inspires you? Who's your mentor?
When it comes to who I've become as a person, like my mom, my parents, obviously, yeah, they've shaped me into being the person that I am. But my sister as well. My sister has been a huge influence in the sense of who I've become. Growing up, you know, my mom and dad, like, they worked really hard, and they weren't always home because they were always trying to, like, provide for me and my sister. So my sister kind of ended up not raising me in a sense, but she was always around when I was little, and so she babysat me and stuff, and so I kind of look at her like almost like another mom, but we're just really close. Not that I'm not close with my mom or my dad,
but
my sister and I have a really, really strong bond.
That's
so she's
beautiful.
Someone that has always been motivational for me, just in general of who she is as a person, how hard she works as well. So that's
what about musically? Who's a musical mentor?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, for sure, in this past couple of years, it's been Cindy Valentine. Cindy has been just, words can't describe how appreciative I am of her. I met her through the event that I did back in July 2016, where I got to sing in front of other producers and stuff. And I met her there, and when she heard me sing, she instantly was just so motivating and just so kind with, for someone who's been in the industry. Like, she's worked when she was younger, like teens, early preteens, with Arista Records, PolyGram, and being in that industry at such a young age, you have to know what you're doing, right? So she's taught me a lot about the industry and how it works. How to act, have the respect and the decency to respect everybody, and that goes a lot farther in this industry. I think she can be perceived as cutthroat and just vengeful, and she's taught me another way of looking at it and being appreciative of the gift that I do have and taking it to another level.
That's so awesome. I'm so glad to hear that. Yeah, she's a wonderful person. She's very, very sweet, and you're very fortunate.
I am, completely. You have no idea. Well, maybe you do, but I'm, like I said, there's no words that can show my appreciation and thanks to Cindy, and I love her wholeheartedly for everything she has done for me.
Gratitude goes a long way, doesn't it?
It does, absolutely.
It does. So now, again, where can people find your music?
Yeah, so we're going to be launching in the next couple of weeks iTunes. So my single, My Story, will be launched. So you'll be able to find it just through searching my name. And then as well, you can search online and you'll be able to see other videos of covers that I've done just through YouTube, Googling my name. You'll even see there's videos from when I was in Finland singing on the stage there. And also as well, on social media, I do have a Twitter. It's just at Joel Liberty. And then I also have, I'm getting my Instagram and everything set up from it currently. And then Facebook.
You're catching
as well.
Up to you.
Yeah, I know, right? It's so funny. In this day and age, it's so social media based, right? And not that I'm old by any means, but like I grew up in that cross, like where social media became bigger. So I do it, but it's getting in the habit of being more on it. Like some of these people, I'm just like, I don't even know how they do it all day.
I know. Like, where do they find the time? But Joel, I can't say thank you enough for coming back to be with us. And so everybody, you have to go out and get Joel's new single upcoming and his album, Joel Liberty. And Joel, you are a superstar in the making. Please continue to come visit us because I am your fan.
Thank you so much. And honestly, I will be back in a heartbeat. Not a problem for that.
Well, tell me again what makes your life brighter.
Music. Music makes my life brighter. And having the support and the love of my family and friends that have pushed me to get to me where I've been. So,
well, I hope everybody out there goes jolly today. Go and make somebody else's life brighter. This is Joel Liberty, superstar in the making. Oh my God, a voice that's going to be angelic in our world. Thank you so much, Joel. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Winifred. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
And we'll be back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you seen Winifred's healing jewelry? See what collectors and celebrities have been adoring for decades. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning, based on the energetic healing property of natural semi-precious gemstones. Whether you prefer a custom design or wish to choose something special from her handcrafted line of jewelry, all of Winifred's designs are tuned in a crystal quartz tuning bowl to the word love. Blessed stones by masters and even John of God, these healing pieces have been coveted by happy customers for years. With a fine eye for energy and aesthetic, Winifred brings to life the beauty within each stone and its unique healing properties. Enjoy more energy with Brazilian citrine. Protect yourself from EMFs and rebalance with tourmalines. Break unwanted patterns with beautiful appetite. Choose from a wide variety of gemstones and their healing properties. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning. Follow on Facebook at Designs by Winifred or email at info@designsbywinifred.com. You voted show host Winifred Adams Writer of the Year for her Making Life Brighter consciousness columns, Entertainer of the Year 2 years running for her Making Life Brighter radio show, and Humanitarian of the Year for the third year running for her healing work and work at John of God. Medical intuitive and host of the Voice America Making Life Brighter radio show, Winifred Adams is your resource for wellness and consciousness training. A master healer for 20 years with a worldwide and celebrity clientele, Winifred uses her unique gifts to help those in need with physical, spiritual, and emotional ailments or trauma. Individuals and families may book private sessions in person or via Skype worldwide. Go to MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information. Enjoy Winifred's monthly articles with upwards of 30,000 fans. To buy music and subscribe to her Voice America radio show, visit iTunes worldwide. Follow along on Facebook at Making Life Brighter for her latest humanitarian effort to help move elephants in South America to a free roam sanctuary.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information, please visit us at MakingLifeBrighter.com. If you have questions, comments, or would like to make an appointment with medical intuitive Winifred Adams, please email us at radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Making Life Brighter, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. Now back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
Okay, wasn't he amazing? Amazing. Joel Liberti, everybody. And he is soon to be the next super sensational singer. And I, like I said before, I don't want to put him in a box because he can do so many things with that beautiful voice of his. And you can check him out. Go to Making Life Brighter on Facebook, and the link to him is there. So you can check it out right now. You can go look up Joel. You can get ready to buy his new single on iTunes and check out all of his videos on YouTube and so forth. And you know, here comes a guy that you're going to have to keep your finger on because he is sensational. And you know, I don't stand behind people that strongly that often, but as I said before in the other show, he stopped me in my tracks as I was walking across a room, and I was like, whoa, who is that guy? And we're so lucky we got him right here. So, yay, go support Joel because he is true blue from the inside out, and he has a voice to match. And I'd like to tell you all that if you want to hear these shows again, you can go to the archives. They live on the archives at voiceamerica.com on the Health and Wellness channel under Making Life Brighter. Or you can subscribe on iTunes. And if you subscribe on iTunes, you can always go back and hear it. You can download them from there. And you can always go to makinglifebrighter.com on the radio tab. And all the archives are there on the player. So thank you all so much for listening and for being a part of this. You can follow us along and like us on Facebook at Making Life Brighter as well. And Johnny You're back, aren't you? You're still with us. Yes?
I'm here. Josh was amazing. Joel was amazing.
Joel, yes. He was so good. Oh, my gosh. He gave me chills. Ah, it's fantastic. It's just fantastic. I'll shut up now because I'll just keep talking about it. I like music. He didn't have any music. He did that a cappella. He's incredible.
I feel very honored to be paired up with someone. Having been a muse for 7 years, music was my first love. He was the perfect guest to be with me. I'm thrilled he was a part of the show, too.
I know. Actually, because he's had a struggle in his life with different things, it was really kind of a perfect inspirational match, really, in my opinion. And you are making waves in your hometown there. You're making waves in Johnstown. You're looking to curb corruption, turn it around, remake Johnstown into something that's valuable. And that's part of the mayoral race. Let people know where they can find you one more time.
They can find me on Facebook, John D. Bartola. They can read my agony aunt column on the Gay Life newsletter. What I really need people out there to do is simple. It's talk. I'm using Trump's slogan. I'm a gay Democrat. Make Johnstown great again. People need to reach out to the president and say, we have this guy in Johnstown who's fighting corruption. Please go to Johnstown. Mr. President, support our efforts. I love Caitlyn Jenner, even though I used her to trash our DA, who is, I believe, whatever. If people know Caitlyn, if you're listening, we need you to come to Johnstown. We need people who are large entities who are going to help me stop the corruption. Bringing in the Ethics Commission, bringing in the Auditor General, all of the two lawsuits with the school, the county, soon to be the DA potentially. I may even have one more county lawsuit because our commissioners told me if I win my next appeal, they're going to appeal the decision. We need people to start talking about what's going on in my town, because if they don't, nothing will change. We need people to take an active interest, because how many more towns are like Johnstown? Is my town the example or the exception? I always ask that question.
That's a good question, really. It really leaves it open for possibility.
You know, how many other towns have these slush funds? How many other government bodies play these games? How many other school boards are hiring their families? How many other DAs, have these slush funds and don't want to release the records? How many commissioners are covering up jobs? And if my town is, the example or the exception, people need to start asking questions. So please, the most important thing you can do on the primary in Pennsylvania is May 16th. Wherever state you're in, please vote. If you don't vote, you don't have a voice. And I know for my town, Johnstown's future is at stake in this election. Depending on who wins, we can go one way or the other. We need you to vote.
And that includes the gay community far and wide to bring awareness
Everybody.
To the things that are going on. And even your newsletter. Tell us the newsletter address again so people can look it up.
www.gaylifenewsletter.com. We've been around for 18 years this September. We have about 500,000 monthly readers. We've had hundreds of advertisers and columnists in the last 18 years. I'll be honest, drama sells. Me making fun of all these politicians and using celebrities for their likeness, the Agony Ann column has been exploding. We're 20, 30,000 hits a week going, oh my God. People are following this because it's entertaining and it's true.
Yeah, and you can't beat truth, can you? Because sometimes that's more entertaining than making it up.
Sometimes truth is stranger than fiction, and when you do it in a humorous way, people sometimes will mock me for using celebrity likenesses to make fun of these local politicians, and my comment is, if you can laugh at this, then you can change it. Because you have to have humor in what you're doing. I know our DA here, her name is Kelly Callahan. She can't stand being called Caitlyn Jenner. She looks like her, though. And there's a humor in that to me.
Caitlyn Jenner stood behind me at Starbucks, and I was so surprised.
If you ever meet her, tell her to come to Johnstown. We'd love to host her. I love Caitlyn Jenner. I think she's amazing.
Well, if I do run into her, I'll definitely alert her to this. And so tell me one thing, Johnny. What makes your life brighter?
The people who have stood up to defend my campaign, who are voting for me, I'm humbled and I'm lifted up by that. There are actually people who are helping me fight. We have a group of parents. We have a group of other activists, people who are helping me fight with Bill 5. It's not just me anymore. There are hundreds of people behind this movement, and it wasn't that way when I started. It was just me and my running mate, Joe. Now there's hundreds of us. and that gives me faith. I mean, even if we all lose the election and things stay the way they are for another 4 years, in time, I believe, if it's not now, in time, things will change. And that's the biggest victory.
What's the number one thing you'd like to see change?
I'd like to see accountability and honesty. No more backroom deals, no more buyouts, no more lies, no more corruption. Why can't people just be honest? I want truth. That's my big thing.
Now, you're a person that believes in more clean living. Is that right?
Yes.
And you'd like to see the same as well?
Oh, yes.
Well,
and if anyone's, and by the way, guys, I'm single. I'm ready to find somebody. You're out there listening. Here I am.
There you go. Selfless promotion. Well, thank you so much for coming today. Thank you for sharing your incredible journey with us and your courage to stand up against what you feel isn't working in the favor of the entire city of Johnstown, Pennsylvania. So thank you for coming and being courageous enough to share your entire journey, your story, and everything that you're doing. We'll have you back. We'd like to know how this turns out and what's going on. And you're all listening to Making Life Brighter Radio. Next week, we have a super-duper show coming up about our Earth plane. Don't miss that show. Thank you, and you can catch the archives at makinglifebrighter.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. Go jolly and make somebody else's life brighter. Thanks, Johnny.
Thank you for listening to Making Life Brighter on the Health and Wellness Channel. Be sure to join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for information, inspiration, and education with leading experts in healing and consciousness. For more information and a complete show schedule, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, successfully helping you feel better from the inside out. Go jolly!